you know when you see a player, you're like, I want that guy on my team. That's the type of player that we want in this building. You kind of have a mental box in your head where you check whether or not this guy plays like a Brown on tape. And that guy could, you know, be a first round type player. He could be a fifth round type player. You know it when you see it. You know the accountable guys. You can tell who likes to hit, who's going to fly around, who wants to make plays, and who does make plays. I think we do a good job of identifying players that can play across any scheme and that do fit that play like a Brown box.
Chandler juggles it, and that's going to cost him as Dante Whitner is all over him and drops him for a loss back to the 50, a loss of two.
We had a scout here my first year, Marcus Hendrickson. Marcus and I came in, you know, as young guys together. He works for the Dolphins now. One of my best friends, did a reading at my wedding. You know, we're still extremely close. When you move to a new city, away from your family and friends, you spend a lot of hours in the office, you know, with our jobs. That's part of the gig, but, Thanksgiving, Marcus and I went to the sub shop down the street and got an Italian sub for Thanksgiving dinner. And we ordered extra meat, and both of us were like passed out on the couch in the office instead of home with our families on Thanksgiving our first year. So we still text and joke about that every Thanksgiving, and it's just one of the things you do. You spend a lot of time in this building, and you got to keep yourself sane somehow. You know, we're big on music and candles in our office. We kind of keep things light. That's one of the things I love about Ray, is that, you know, we always have music going, you know, whether it's 80s Monday during the season, whether it's Hip Hop Friday, Michael Jackson Friday, random stuff. We'll mix it up and keep things fresh and just keep it moving. I love what I'm doing now. I love kind of help managing everything on the pro side. I'm still very involved in the college side. I'm trying to do a better job of learning a lot of the cap situations and scenarios. My ultimate goal, yes, would be, you know, to be a GM eventually. But really, I just want to do everything we can to win here. There would be no better place in the NFL to win than Cleveland, in my opinion.